Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, hello. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I am a transitional coach that works on nervous system regulation. I know you're asking, what is nervous system regulation? In order for us to transform our lives, we have to nervous system regulation. We have to go through a nervous system regulation. And how that nervous system regulation is it affects everything. When your nervous system is out of whack, you are also yourself out of whack. So I don't want to say any obstacles, but a lot of obstacles when we can't obtain them, or if we are in addictive behaviors, or we are stuck in that cycle of trauma where we tell ourselves that we're not good enough, we're not worthy enough. It's when we can regulate our nervous system and connect with that nervous system within us that the power unleashes within us, and that we can elevate it to ground our emotions, but to also elevate us to transform our emotions and transform who we are. So that's who I am. You can always find me at Sandy Bird, Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D.com. If you want to look at the different coaching that I offer, but if you just want to get on a call and you're curious about this nervous system regulation, you can go on my website and just get on a connection call. You can also follow me on social media at Sandy, again, with those two E's, Bird with that Y instead of that I, on social media, LinkedIn, everywhere, TikTok, YouTube. I am Sandy Bird. Tonight's show is all about bounce back bigger, turning setbacks into setups. And now here is the write-up for the show. What if your biggest challenges were really just invitations to bounce back bigger? Life doesn't hand out resilience, it reveals it. We all experience setbacks that shake our confidence and shift our plans. But thriving isn't about pretending everything's okay or fine. It's about learning how to turn setbacks into setups for something greater. Are you holding on to the fall, or are you ready to rise? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I gets real about bouncing back journey with powerful mindset tools and soul-stirring insight. I'll guide you through how to rebuild, reframe, reemerge from life's curveballs stronger than ever. It's time to elevate, not recover. And that's a big one. It's time to elevate. It's not time to recover, because recover is all about getting into that setback stage and having to work up. But I know we've all had a setback in life. I know we've all experienced I'll give you some easy ones, where we've been in a meeting or on a podcast and you forgot to say certain trivial things or things that you felt mattered. And then you're like, oh my God, I forgot to say that. Oh God, I'm so stupid. That's where I'm talking about that setback, because you're already setting yourself back. Maybe what you didn't say wasn't valuable. And I'm not saying it wasn't valuable as in judge yourself. Oh my gosh, do I really say things that are valuable? But maybe you didn't say that thing in the presentation or make that joke that you've been practicing. Or even me on my podcast, sometimes I have notes up in front of me. A lot of us do, so we stay on track. And sometimes I don't necessarily follow. I jump, because that's who I am. And sometimes I go, oh, I should have said that. And then I get stuck in, after my show's over, that I should have said something that I didn't. But the point is still across, because I've got people that reach out to me. It's the same thing in that when you are in, you know, an environment, or maybe you're an entrepreneur and you go networking. Oh man, I didn't do my punchline good or my tagline great. They didn't seem that interested. Because sometimes that setback propels us in life. I call it a step up. And that's what I work with my clients on, is whenever they say, oh yeah, that really set me back, I'm like, okay, so what's the step? Because when we have a setback, sometimes we get stuck in the setback instead of stepping ourselves up, realizing that sometimes our setbacks are a step up. Now I'm going to talk about some of the more deep setbacks that you could have in life. Maybe you lose your job. Maybe you're going through a separation or a divorce. Maybe you have children that come to you for advice and you don't know what to say. Or you say something and you think it's the wrong thing to say. The first thing I'm going to tell you is, when your kids come to you for advice, and this is going to shock a lot of parents, grandparents, anyone out there, even if your spouse comes to you for advice, friends, don't tell them what you would do. Ask them. Coach them. See, as a coach, what we do is we ask those questions. We don't necessarily guide you on the right path, but we ask the questions that are relevant for you to find it out within yourself. And that's what becomes the biggest set up for you. That bounce back is when you can come up with the step up for yourself. See, it's great and fine when someone comes to you and says, oh, you know what? You are so talented. You can find that job anytime. Because right now you might be in that cycle of, oh my God, what am I going to do? Or you have a breakup. No one's ever going to love me. How am I ever going to get over this? How am I ever going to move forward? See, there is moments where you can sit in that, feel it, journal around it. And then what was very big for me and that I give my clients to work on is evidence list. Was there a time in your life that you were able to achieve more things because of a setback? Where have you had your setups in your life from a setback? And that's what tonight's topic is all about. It is all about that setback for setup and how you can set yourself back up, how you can stand back up, how you can bounce back up. I got my wand sitting here. How can you bounce back up? We all know that when we're going through a hard time in our life, whether it's a job, a breakup, financial, can be financial. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it. See, right there, that's our first thing we say. We call ourselves names. We don't see that there's always something better on the other side. And we've been conditioned to believe the grass isn't always greener on the other side. There is truth to that, but there's also false to that. So think about that. How many times have you said to someone, oh, the grass isn't always greener on the other side? Why are you thinking that? Because maybe there was a time for you, but it's because you didn't believe in yourself that the grass wasn't greener on the other side. I know many of people recently who I work with, a handful, that lost jobs in this, had government jobs or had what they thought was secure jobs and lost their job. And right away, it is that, what am I going to do? How am I going to support? How is this going to affect the rest of my life? And right there, you're already living in that setback phase. And yes, this is something that you have to work on for days. It's not just a magic cure. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning if you've had a setback and be set up. But it's when you can, what I like to do a lot is somatic journaling, where you ask, why am I feeling like this is the end of the road for me? Why am I feeling? Why can't I see? Why can't I hear? You bring in your senses of why you were stuck in the setback. See, I have two clients of mine, and They did lose their jobs, but now they got better jobs because they went after a job that wasn't about the money or anything like that. It fulfilled something within them. I have someone who was in a client in a one-sided relationship. They were basically the pursuer, and the other person didn't want to be pursued. And when they finally were able to see that, they took many steps back. But then the revolution or the epiphany, I'll say epiphany, that they had working with me was one day we were just going through, and I'm like, "So why do you think you'll be alone?" And I just kept asking the questions. And then she says, "Oh my gosh, I've never been able to trust myself." And now she trusts herself. And guess what? She said she trusts herself and how she can move forward. And a week later, someone came and courted her. I'll use the word courted her. That's an old-fashioned OG term where, presented her with the flowers. "I want to go out with you," asked her out. She's never had that. But it was knowing that setback that she thought was the end all. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. She's now in a happy, healthy relationship because she took that setback to dive into who she was, what she wanted. Instead of going with the first person who showed her attention, she wrote a help wanted ad for not the perfect man, but the characters in a man that she would most admire, and then other forms of character. And he almost checks off all the boxes. But the revelation through all of that was that she said she could trust herself. And that was a big setback. And it took a couple of weeks, but now she knows I can trust myself. These clients of mine that I have worked with two of them lost government jobs. One of them lost a regular contract job. And oh my gosh, I've been doing this for many years of my life. Let's just go with that because around my age. So many years of my life, what am I going to do now? And now they're doing things that they never thought they could do. But you know what they did is through our conversation, it was, "What if you could have your dream job, what would it be?" And then they went through and started pinpointing it. One of them is doing their dream job right now. One of them has the ability to take some time to find themselves. But when they first came to me with that setback, it was like, "Oh my gosh, how am I going to go on? I need to have a job. I got to have money, money this, money that." But what if money wasn't a question? What if money wasn't the factor? What would you do then? See, we go with our setbacks as major fallbacks that we can't see light. But when we can see light, that is the big thing. And how can you get there is by asking yourself, because we're going to be about to go on a break, is asking yourself, what do I want now for me? And making that a priority. See, a lot of people, when they lose their jobs or have a breakup or giving their kids advice or someone, friends' advice or anyone around us advice, the first thing we want to do is fix. But instead of stepping back, and if it's ourselves, asking that question, why is this so important? And what if I had a magic wand, which I always have on my desk, if I had a magic wand, what would I want? What would I want in my next relationship? What would I want in my next commitment? What would I want in my next job? Who are the people I want to be surrounded with in my life? If you're going through a phase in your life where you're like, I don't have tribe anymore. That's another client. I don't have a tribe right now. Who is my tribe? Who are the people that are in this next chapter of my life? Or move, a big move. Why am I so scared? This all kind of ties into last week where I talked about vulnerability, but it is that. It's feeling it and getting into that feeling of, why do I feel this stuck? Why do I feel this setback? And yes, this is easier said than done, but that's what the first steps are. And then starting to create a list of what you want in the next job or relationship. What are the things that you would want and don't want and won't accept? What are your essentials? What is your non-essentials in a relationship? Sometimes we're chasing things that really don't hold true to who we truly are, our values and our systems within ourselves. So it is time for that break. If you are listening, watching me on Apple, if you will like and subscribe and have a comment. Also, share this with somebody you know who could listen to this that might be stuck in the setback and doesn't see how to make that step, that first step to step up. Because that can be your superpower, is to realize that life might have handed you a rotten apple, but you're about to have an orange, if that's your favorite fruit. But anyway, let's get to that break. And thank you again. I am Sandy Bird. You are watching, listening to me on Emotional Elevator. And of course, you can reach out to me at Sandy with those two E's, that Bird with that Y instead of the I, .com, or Sandy at SandyBird.com if you want to send me an email. Follow me on any social media. But let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy at emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, Welcome back. I am Sandy Bird on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you are listening to me on Apple or any other platform, that you can like and subscribe and possibly share this with somebody or make a comment. Give me some stars on Apple. That would be wonderful and great. And share this. And of course, I am Sandy with those two E's, Bird, B-Y-R-D. At Emotional Elevator. But if you want to reach out to me, I am sandybird.com, Sandy Bird on every social media platform, or you can send me an email at sandy@sandybird.com. But tonight's show is all about the biggest challenges, bouncing back bigger from turning setbacks into setups. And what I was talking about in the first part of the show is all about minor setbacks and major possible setbacks in your life, where if you went through just a little setback of, you might have had, like, my podcast maybe not being as prepared as I wanted to, and I forgot to say something that I felt was really important, criticizing myself right after instead of thinking, you know what, I'm just going to elevate myself the next time, being in a possibly in a meeting or networking group if you're an entrepreneur, or in some type of part where you're speaking and you don't say something or you stumble on your words like I sometimes do, is not criticizing yourself and reminding yourself that you always have a chance of a redo in your life. Everything, you have chances of redos. And then I also went into breakups or loss of jobs and stuff like that. And or if you're giving a friend or family or a loved one advice, don't give them advice. Ask them. Go into those questions. What do I want for me now is a big question that I always ask. What do you want now? If you were to write that perfect resume for your next job that invites joy in who you are, what would that job look like? In a relationship, write out an application for the perfect mate for you. What are the buy-ins and what are the not buy-ins? And what I mean by that is, what are your top four qualities that you want in your future job or mate? What is those top five? Your want and you don't want, your do's and your don'ts, and then just keep going with it. But then believing in yourself and trusting in yourself that you will bounce back. And I gave some examples, so you've got to go back and listen, because if I go through that again, it would just be me just reliving the first part of the show. But I recently, this was a topic on my social media, because a year ago, I had a major setback in my life. And I really questioned myself as a coach, as a mom, as a wife, just as a friend. Everything. I questioned everything and I was set back, and I just wanted to start giving up again. No one's going to want to work with me. I learned some things in my past that I was unaware of. I learned some things in my life, in friends, in family, and I was just like taken back. And if I would have stayed in that setback, all the things that happened in this year that I had that setback would have never happened. And it is wonderful. The clients that I work with are amazing. The talks that I've given, amazing. And if you haven't listened to one of my shows where I won a car this year because I believed in myself, I was like, why am I holding on to this? Why am I allowing this to define who I am after I've done all this work on myself? I've been coaching people. I have known some of these stories of my family. I just didn't know that they were a part of me. I didn't believe they were a part of me. And you know what? I stepped up to a higher platform. I have the redo. Can I change all that? No, but what do I want for the future? I want to live in peace and harmony and joy within my life. So I had to take that step back and go, okay, What am I going to do with this? How am I going to change this? What am I going to learn from this? And all that is hard when you're in it. But within a week, I was free from it. It wasn't trapping me. So that is one of the biggest things, even when you're giving someone advice, when they've had a setback, is don't give them advice. Ask them, what do you want now? If the grass was greener on the other side, what would that grass look like? And there's techniques when you feel stuck, when you feel like you're in a setback, is to journal. I know some people don't like to journal, but to ask yourself the questions. Why is this bothering me so much? What am I attached to in this that I need to let go? Because that's the part that we all seem to get stuck in, that setback, and not see it as a setup, is we get attached to the setback because we're already telling ourselves those feelings when we lose our job. Man, what am I going to do? God, this sucks. We're already in that negative. But you got to ask yourself, when have I ever stepped out of a job into a new job and it was the best thing ever? Now you have the ability to focus on that. What relationship did I have where someone might have broke up with me and realized that maybe I did meet my husband that I just am going through a divorce in? But you got to give yourself the evidence of the times where you have climbed out of that hole and worked forward. And then the three P's, something that I talk about a lot with my clients, is the three P's. And the three P's are a penny, but I use my necklace, a pencil, and a post-it note. Having little tools to help you when you're feeling stuck. Okay. Taking that 10 seconds to get your mind off of it. But it is the end of my show. I'm Bounce Back Bigger, Better. You can bounce back as a better version of yourself. Use a setback as a step up. Gain that superpower. Grab that superpower, because sometimes those setbacks are to give us our superpower. It's just you got to realize your superpower. But I want to go ahead and introduce my next show next Wednesday, Transform Your Life by Regulating Your Nervous System. How you can regulate your nervous system, because I am a nervous system regulator, and that's where, even in the year, learning how I really regulated my nervous system and how I came up with the three P's this year through regulating my own nervous system, and how when I work with clients, that's the first thing we do is, what do you like to do that maybe shake that negativity out? And it sounds easy and you're like, that will never work with me, but it can. All of this can work. I have proven results from clients that setbacks can be our superpowers for our setups in life. And you can bounce back so much bigger. But you got to be able to ask for help if you need help. But the thing with me is I'm not going to be the one. I'm going to give you the rope. You're going to have to be the one to climb it. You're going to have to be the one to tell me how the grass is going to be greener on the other side. What you see the grass look like. What is it going to feel like? How is it going to present itself to you? Because that's what bouncing back from your setback. It's when you hold on to someone else's advice and it doesn't work for you, because that's not who you are. So thank you for joining me tonight. This has all been great about bouncing back bigger. And I am Sandy Byrd, Sandy with those two E's, B-Y-R-D. You can reach me at sandybyrd.com, any social media. And thank you for joining me on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. Like, subscribe, give me stars. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.